welcome. And thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people, one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Today's article, titled "Love God by Loving Others," was written by Elisa Morgan. The Alba family experienced the rare occurrence of birthing two sets of identical twins just 13 months apart. How did they juggle their parental responsibilities as well as their jobs? Their community of friends and family stepped in. Grandparents on both sides took a set of twins during the day so that the parents could work and pay the bills. One company gave a year's supply of nappies. "We couldn't have done it without the community," they agreed. In fact, during a live interview, the co-host removed her microphone and ran after one renegade toddler, continuing the communal investment. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46, Jesus tells a parable to make the point that when we serve others, we serve God. After listing acts of service, including providing food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, lodging for the homeless, clothes for the naked, and healing for the sick, Jesus concludes, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Imagining Jesus as the ultimate recipient of our kindness is true motivation to serve in our neighbourhoods, families, churches, and world. When he prompts us to sacrificially invest in the needs of others, we serve him. When we love others, we love God. Let's pray. Loving God, open my eyes to the needs of others around me so that I can help meet them and love you better. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.